Recasting Philosophy's Function. At the beginning of the 20th century, Bertrand Russell best foreshadowed what was to come. In the final chapter of an often-read introductory book, The Problems of Philosophy, 1912, Russell summarized the history of philosophy as a repeating series of failures to answer its questions. Can we prove that there is an external world? No. Can we prove that there is cause and effect? No. Can we validate the objectivity of our inductive generalizations? No. Can we find an objective basis for morality? Definitely not. Russell concluded that philosophy cannot answer its questions, and so came to believe that any value philosophy might have cannot lie in being able to offer truth or wisdom. Ludwig Wittgenstein and the early logical positivists agreed with Russell, taking his conclusions one step further by offering an explanation for philosophy's failure. Philosophy cannot answer its questions because its questions are simply meaningless. It is not the case, they argued, that philosophy asks questions that, unfortunately, are just too difficult for us to answer. Philosophy's questions themselves are not even intelligible. They are pseudo-formulations. Foreshadowing postmodernism's anti-realism, for example, Moritz Schlick wrote of the meaninglessness of propositions about an external world. Quote, "Does the external world exist is an unintelligible question, for, quote, both its denial and affirmation are meaningless," unquote. And if we cannot speak meaningfully of an external world, then ascribing cause and effect to the world is also meaningless. Causality is, quote, "a superstition," unquote, wrote Wittgenstein. The mistake earlier philosophers had made was in thinking that philosophy was about its own unique subject matter. But that is wrong, the logical positivists asserted. Philosophy has no content such as metaphysics, ethics, theology, or aesthetics. Those are all meaningless inquiries and should be dismissed. The meaninglessness of philosophy's traditional questions means that we must recast philosophy's function. Philosophy is not a content discipline, but a method discipline. The function of philosophy is analysis, elucidation, clarification. Philosophy is not a subject. Its only role is to be an analytical assistant to science. Hence, analytic philosophy. The new purpose of philosophy is only to analyze the perceptual, linguistic, and logical tools that science uses. Scientists perceive, organize their observations linguistically in concepts and propositions, and then they structure those linguistic units using logic. Philosophy's job, accordingly, is to figure out what perception, language, and logic are all about. The question then is, what conclusions has 20th century analytical philosophy reached about perception, language, and logic?